The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's 10 p.m. on the fourth day of a new month, and time for the Fighting Forces Friday show. Turn off that TV, put your headphones on, and crank up the volume. For the next 2 hours, we're playing music for the GIs.
Commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation, under God, has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Willie Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tag offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's
transfer. We're living through television. TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the whore. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, Civilian deaths are collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped into town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home when I pointed it out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond. It's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Might have made some friends with some billionaires. We might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note that said bye-bye, John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on.
57 channels and nothing on.
So I bought a 44 Magnum with solid steel cast. And in the blessed name of Elvis, well, I just let it blast. Till my TV lay in pieces there at my feet. Busted me for disturbing the almighty peace. Judge said what you got in your defense song.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
I can see by your eyes, friend, you're just about gone.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Kidnap an heiress or threaten her with a knife. What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night. There you sit a lump in your chair. You met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you're loving?
Citizen, you are entitled to a heated kidney-shaped pool, a microwave oven, don't watch the food cook, a Dyna Gym, I'll personally demonstrate it in the privacy of your own home, a king-size Titanic unsinkable Molly Brown waterbed with polybendum, a foolproof plan, and an airtight alibi, real simulated
Indian jewelry, a Gucci shoe tree, a year's supply of antibiotics, a personally autographed picture of Randy Mantooth, and Bob Dylan's new unlisted phone number, a beautifully restored Third Reich swizzle stick, Rosemary's Baby, a dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams, a new Matador, a new Mastodon, a Maverick, a Mustang, a Montego, a Merc Montclair, a Mark IV, a Meteor, a Mercedes, an MG, or a Malibu, a Mort Moriarty, a Maserati, a Mack truck, a Mazda, a new Monza, or a moped, a Winnebago. Hell, a herd of Winnebagos, we're giving them away. Or how about a McCulloch chainsaw? A Las Vegas wedding, a Mexican divorce, a solid gold Kama Sutra coffee pot, or a baby's arm holding an apple.
Watching TV with the radio on is cool, but you were instructed to turn that thing off altogether. Several songs about television in that set, so we're going to let you slide. That last one was Barefoot Jerry. What Do You Want from Life was The Tubes. The Boss did 57 Channels and Nothing On. Jazz cat Gil Scott-Heron did The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And TV Drug of the Nation was from the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy. And just like that, we're 20 minutes into the February 4th edition of the Fighting Forces Friday Show. Every Friday night, we record the 10 o'clock to midnight portion of our broadcast, and send copies to uniformed men and women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan just to remind them to keep their eyes on a swivel and their heads down. We support their service, but they're needed back here, too. So we want them back home alive and well ASAP.
This is 92.9 FM KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Here's a great track from Bob Dylan from the Blonde on Blonde LP, vinyl one.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We'll sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover. Johanna, that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. Out on the D-Train, we can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them that's insane. Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. Got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. Of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. minute he goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was old. On the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. The harmonic is playing, the skeleton keys and the rain. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Warm as mother's milk, steady as a siren. Though my whiskers smell of soap, my pistol smells of iron. This front porch is higher than the rest of this poor town. I piss every day away, watch the sun go. If I was a gambling man the way I used to be, those downtown gals would gather round just to watch the likes of me. Those lazy bones would tumble, those lazy bones would roll. I'd pick out my downtown gal and give her all my gold. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by then. Now once a year, this old hotel fills up at harvest time. Mexicans and gypsy kids, mostly friends of mine. They all come in at sundown, fill my whiskey glass, sit and sing a song. In the old days I worked with them, I worked till the work was done. the crew we had back in those days, we were always number one. Northward with the season, southward in the fall, till I got hurt in the oil patch. Boys, I had it all. Hey, hey, whippoorwill saints, all kinds of crazy things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by crop came in. Nothing moves on Main Street now but an Oklahoma wind. I am just a shadow of the man I used to be, and I wish I had someone to sing the long black veil with me. Hey, hey, whippoorwill saints, all kinds of crazy. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now.
Take the young ones to the desert, teach them how the arrow flies, how to smell the beast upon the wind, and run with Mother Nature's loving lies. Show them how to balance what is wrong and what is right. Make their own directions through the longest, darkest night. Oh, you need that rite of passage before you can continue on. That brave self-understanding you can lean your dreams upon. You may want for children, you may crave for man and wife, but you need that rite of passage to the summer of your life. Show the children to the master, put the tools into their hands. Show them how to work the grain and how to hold the ever-moving sand. Place with them the knowledge of the far and of the near. Lead them through the waiting storms that will never, ever clear. You need that rite of passage before you can continue on. That brave self-understanding you can lean your dreams upon. You may want for children, you may crave for man and wife, but you need that rite of passage to the summer of your life.
It's a sad, deluded vision, this creature of our times. Its body now is broken, its smile it rarely has the chance to shine. It stands so high and mighty with its never-ending needs, while somewhere in the beating heart the effort vainly pleads. You need that rite of passage before you can continue on. That brave self-understanding you may lean your dreams upon. You may want for children, you may crave for man and wife, but you need that rite of passage to summer of your life.
Gather round me, all you sinners, all you gamblers and card sharps, you drinkers and abusers, all you fighters at your hearts, you might pay heed. Cause ain't nothing ever walked the earth like this before. Have you made your peace with Odin and with Baal and Aphrodite? Cause there's a triple-headed serpent here with one hell of a bite, and he knows you. Well, he knows you and laughs and locks the door. The time has come to learn Arabic for to study on your fate. In verse of old Muhammad and the prophets of the lake, fire and ice and sulfur, blood, a demon act of war. So take that little 410 bird gun and them crooked liar's dice. They'll be of no use to you in some chanceless afterlife. But roll them bones, you ought to roll them like you never rolled before. Gamblers and card sharps, you drinkers and abusers, all you fighters at your hearts, you might pay heed. Cause ain't nothing ever walked the earth like this before. A beast of field will be upon you, bird of air pluck out your eye. The mercy of the nations will be deaf unto your cry. And on that day, 10 horns upon the beast shall hate the war.
Shake them in your hand, blow on them, and roll them bones. Nice tune there from Canadian guy Corb Lund. And Irish cat Doogie McLean added a taste of Australia in Rite of Passage. The didgeridoo working well on that one. Kieran Kane did Gone By Now and Visions of Johanna, the name of that vinyl track from Bob Dylan. Evening, y'all. Sure appreciate you tuning us in. It's Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and this is the Fighting Forces Friday Show. Then Lizzie straight ahead, first this from AOL.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
That I wrote this song for you. There just might be some other silly pretty girl I'm singing to. Don't believe a word, for words are so easily spoken. And your heart is just like that promise made to be broken.
once as a child in my mother's eyes. Oh Lord, I swear, felt this way.
Thank you.
That's Little Feat and Tattoo Heart. Little Feat's still a great band, even after losing the irreplaceable Lowell George. Evanescence did Call Me When You're Sober, a track from their second album, which is increasingly looking like it will be their last. Learning to Fall was from Chickenfoot, with a superstar lineup that includes Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Joe Satriani in the band, and Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. Chickenfoot. Don't Believe a Word was the Thin Lizzy tune we heard, a short track with one of rock's all-time great guitar breaks. Howdy, y'all. Vince Vinyl here. Man, it's hard to believe that almost 10% of 2011 is gone already. Hope the new year is working out well for you so far.
Looking for a good time in the afternoon? Tune in my show. I'm the personal nurse. Here, noon to four weekdays, 92.9 FM, KCUF.
Ooh, such a cute little baby. But where'd she get those baby blue eyes? Oh, didn't I tell you? She got them from Man in a Can. It's the latest in artificial insemination. And there's nothing artificial about those big baby blues.
Yes, ladies, Man in a Can. It's the greatest in artificial insemination. And with Man in a Can, you choose the eyes, you choose the size, and even the guys. So don't beg for romance. That's taking a chance. Your little progeny deserve the best genealogy that money can buy, and it's your guarantee of having a beauty instead of a beast. So look for the can with a man in a can. Comes with a long list of donors that reads like the who's who of thoroughbred males and an easy-to-use patented king-size stud sickle insert that melts in your body, not in your hands. So keep them alive, then watch them thrive, and you'll cherish the day your baby arrives with man in a can. For the woman who knows what she puts in her body is what her body puts out.
Up to his eyes. From September came a big frost, and all the young man's corn was lost.
Just be
Why do you come for me to wait? You can't even make your own corn grain. Single I am and will remain. A lazy man I won't maintain.
He turned his back and walked away. You rue the day that you were born, forgiving me the devil cause I wouldn't hold corn.
Dirt was clay and was the color of the blood in me. A 12-acre farm on a ridge in South Tennessee. We left our sweat all over that land. Behind a mule we watched grow old, row after row, trying to grow corn and cotton on ground support that grass won't grow.
There was one old store in the holler we all called town. It belonged to a gentle old man named us credit in the winter time so we could live through the cold when the winds brought snow. Trying to grow corn and cotton on ground so poor that grass won't grow.
The one I loved walked through those fields with me. She was a hard-working woman, true as one could be. Oh, but then one year death was going round and swiftly took its toll. Journey had to go. Now she lies asleep underground, so poor that grass won't grow. It's all I've ever known.
that is gone.
The crops ain't worth the seed, and ten will only get you fine.
The livestock I'm a feeding, I can hardly keep them alive.
I gotta do what I can to survive. I know the law won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make.
Summer beauty of the cotton field was like a view from heaven's door.
My granddaddy said that harvest time was what the good Lord made us for.
I guess you'd wonder where's the dignity in a crop you raise to burn.
But this land is my legacy. I got nowhere else to turn.
A shotgun on my shoulder, where it don't sound to be.
The thieves are getting bolder, and the feds may be wise to be.
I gotta quit this eventually.
I know they lost won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make.
I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing tree.
Helicopters in the distance, coming closer every day.
They're gonna meet some resistance.
Forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make.
I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing tree.
I used to farm for a living, and now I'm in the growing tree.
Growing trade? Okay, that's one way of putting it. That's a track from Levon Helm. Dolly Parton joined George Jones on Where the Grass Won't Grow, and Wooden Hoe Corn was from Union Station.
Hot rock radio, all the hits, all the time, all the same.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
It was another unseasonably nice day here in the KCUF hood, with temperatures in the low 70s in several areas. Rain is back in the forecast, but it's been a delightful week or so, dramatically different from the severe weather gripping the Midwest and Northeast. Not the time to gloat at all. We wish those folks well and hope they get a break soon.
This is Brett.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just watching the market recap, drinking an import.
That is correct. That is correct.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, Brett, who's that?
Hey, Chad, pick up the cordless. Chad here. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Neil Young has got a new album out, pretty much a totally solo effort, but by no means a soft and sappy one. It's called La Noise, and here's a track from it.
I feel your faith.